the News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Monday, November the 2nd.
Woo-hoo.
At KCNR 1460 with Carl, Linda Bott, and Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob. You are ready, buddy.
And good morning.
Hey, you know what? We come running in here like a tornado. Poor Bob Martin's trying to get out of the way. He gets trampled. And Bob, I'm throwing like five things. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And Bob just nods his head, gets us on the air. You know, he's got all these little wires hanging from him.
I mean, and if you could just see Bad Bob right now with his suspenders and his darling checkered shirt.
It's darling checkered shirt.
It just reminds me. The only thing missing is a Band-Aid from the glasses on the side.
I love you guys.
Yeah, and got the computer thing hanging off the side. You know, he's ready. He's really game today.
I'll tell you. Listen to him on Boomer Tet. This man
such
knows
a good
it
show.
All. Yes,
Bob and Brenda Belongi.
You know what? If you have not heard that show, and I don't see how you couldn't.
So informative.
From 12 to 2 Saturdays. You talk about everything. And I mean, and it's truly the time when you see light in his eyes, except when he sees Brenda walk through the door. Isn't it?
He gets pretty excited with gadgets and with new things that connect. And also, let's not forget about the boat, the ship. I don't know what you call it. The her. Mm-hmm. She's got a name, and I'm not quite sure, but it's
Fabitur.
Yeah.
It is. It's a long story.
Okay.
Someday, when we have 2 hours, we'll talk about that.
7:07 in the morning. Good Monday morning. It's the 2nd of November this morning.
It is.
We're
getting into it. We're getting into
it. We've
got to stay out of our holiday meds.
We've got to stay out of, we've had our head in the games. All kinds of games. The World Series. Oh, my God. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Of course, the playoffs. We've just been super busy. Music yesterday. Anyway, let's talk about the weather today. Of course, if you've stuck your head out, you see that it's raining. Isn't it fabulous? Today, our highs are going to be, it was currently 55 degrees. Looks like the temperatures today are going to be around 66. And the forecast calls for our high of 66 and lows of 47. More with our forecast before us. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool. No,
Our customers are warm.
That's customers are with an R, warm friends. I give senior and veteran discounts. We love our advertisers, so we're going to love on them today.
365-3793. There you go. Hey, a lot of things going on today. And first one is Churn Creek Healthcare is opening today at 8 a.m. This is the Redding Rancheria's new healthcare center.
Oh, they're launching it today.
They're launching it today. It will be open for Medi-Cal and partnership health patients only in Shasta County, provide quality and compassionate care for everyone. They're going to be, like I said, opening at 8 o'clock. Here in about 50 minutes. Opening prayer with James Hayward, introduction to tribal government officials by Glenn Hayward. And Glenn was on the show here a couple weeks ago, Glenn and Gary, talking about this. This thing is so cool. 6,000 patients that are on Medi-Cal or Partnership Health that can't get into other places because doctors can't take as many Medi-Cal patients as there are out there.
Oh, we see it all the time.
Well, they can't because they just don't pay enough. Like I said, breakfast will be provided. Ribbon cutting at 8:30 and tours are going to be available. We got to go down and check this place out because it's going to be great. Anyway, if you got any questions still, you can give Maria Roscoe a call, 242-4516. But it's going on today, 3184 Churn Creek Road on Churn Creek. They're starting that new health care. You know, here's another example of Redding Rancheria giving back to our community. Tonight, another big night, One Safe Place, Sierra Center, on Benton Drive is opening at 5:30. This is their grand opening to see for the women's home there. For domestic
violence.
Oh,
man, they have worked so hard. You know, everybody.
Grand opening.
Sandy Morrison, Gene King, Barbara Harrison, the list goes on. All the supporters, the people who have donated to make this move forward. You know, it was just an idea just a while back.
Okay.
And then to see it move forward and come to fruition, that's a really big deal. So congrats.
And so there's something else happening here on Wednesday, the 4th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Sensations at 2550 Alfredo Way. It is going to be November is We Back the Blue. Ready Month gives the public a way to visibly show support for law enforcement and raise money for some law enforcement charitable concerns. The California Peace Officers Memorial, the Reading Peace Officers Association's Blue Santa Program, and the Reading Police Department's 1025 Foundation. And this was started by a gent by the name of Brian Martin, general manager at River Oaks Retirement Community. And they were on the show the other day. And you can, if you're going there, there's a lot of things are going to be happening that day. The cows are going to be handed out. Donations can be given to pay for shirts.
What's going to be handed out?
Raffles. Well, they're going to give out these decals.
Decals. Okay.
And then they'll put it on your,
okay.
your
oh, okay,
We
cool.
Back the Blue. You can put it on your car.
Oh, big time. This is important.
Prize raffles, free Dutch Brothers, free food, drinks, T-shirts, decals, and all proceeds to charity.
Do you mind if we just do a little, not a sidebar, but can we do a little bit of a rant right now that you're talking about? This is just coincides.
Yeah.
It coincides with Back the Blue.
Yeah.
A couple things in the headlines, but yesterday... Your blood was curdling.
Yeah, my daughter called, and she was saying, you know what, gosh, things are tough here because we're going to the second funeral of an Albuquerque police officer that was killed. He's the second one that's been killed in like 3 months. It appears that we have these thugs called boomerang thugs.
Boomerang thugs.
Boomerang thugs because they get arrested. They get put in jail, they get released, and here they come back again. Boomerangs, just like boomerangs. The one in Rio Rancho was killed by an Hispanic gangbanger, but this is the one that really grabbed people. He was 20 years in the Army as a Ranger in combat, came back and spent 9 years on the police force. He pulls a guy over on a motorcycle, had a girl behind him. He checks and sees this guy's got warrants for him. He puts a handcuff on him. The fight starts. And he has a lapel camera, so it's easy to see what happens. The guy's trying to reach it for the bad guy is reaching for his gun. The policeman pulls his taser to try and take him down without killing him.
Because the cop is white,
and the
thug is black, and there's been so much consternation over racial.
This is what they think happened:
killing.
That he drew that taser to try and not go into killing this guy while he was still fighting. Anyway, the guy pulls a gun, and on the lapel camera shows him very clearly shooting him 5 times in the chest, where the guy's vest was. But then the last time was in the head. So they kept him alive until all his family was here. Then they turned off the machine. Where is the outcry? How many of you even knew about this? This Albuquerque officer was killed. This is the second one they've had killed in 4 months. How many of you even knew that somebody had been killed? How many of you knew that two white policemen were killed by an Hispanic thug, a gangbanger, and a black gangbanger that had been in and out of the system so many times that it was unbelievable? They just said it was one after another after another after another. What's it take to stay in the system? Well, obviously, it's not enough to be a drug dealer, to have attempted murder on your background and on your rap sheet and all that. They still let you out. Big thing. So when I see this about Support the Blue, yeah, I think we need to get out there, my friends. I think we need to be there Wednesday, November 4th, and 2550 Alfredo Way at Sensations from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and see what's going on. See what's happening. Be out there to support your police. Get a shirt. Get a decal to put on your car.
A decal.
Yeah, decal. I'm sorry. Decal to show you. Okay. Anyway,
so that was really, we have more about that because, before we go into, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this Quentin Tarantino and Jamie Foxx. Now, I want to read a report about, some of the things that are going on there. But first, we do want to thank our sponsors, and this is a wonderful thing that, that we get to live every single day. And that is, when we come back after a stressful day or whatever we've had to do, especially with the weather changing, the importance of a good night's sleep. And with our sleep number, we get to move our numbers around. And I know that my sleep number has been 45. And I've been staying there because I just feel like, I went to sleep last night at 9:30 and I woke up at 5. I mean, that to me is just, there's nothing better in life than getting a great night's sleep.
My sleep number setting is 50 now, and I'm moving around there. But here's the thing, is every one of your sleep number beds is available with the Sleep IQ technology, too, that helps you to sleep. That gives you ideas. And one of the ones it gave me was get off your computer an hour before you
plan. And are you doing it?
I am.
You're trying to.
I am trying. Yeah. I'm trying real hard. Sometimes it doesn't work, but a lot of times it does.
And how's that pillow working for you?
Got a new pillow from
Sleep Number,
and that is a great pillow. It's kind of a temperature type pillow that stays cool when even though my head's on it like that, and it kind of adjusts to your position. But right now, you need to know is that you can save $500 on the Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Okay, made in America, America's top ranked mattress by Consumer Reports. It's guaranteed. You can, like I said, made in America, sold right here in town in the Target Shopping Center over in the Sleep Number store. It is absolutely a fabulous bed. People ask us and say, when they ask us, hey, it's easy. We talk about it because we like it.
We had a couple people at dinner the other night that said,
come
on, really, seriously, we're looking for a mattress. We've had the same one for 20 years. Okay, go down there. And, they'll take this little test where they'll see where your hot spots are. And each one of us have different hot spots. That's the cool thing about being able to have dual temp. Anyway, so
dual,
sleep number.
The dual adjustment.
The dual adjustment.
Because, again, just down for it.
So. Right, exactly. So, all right, good. We're going to take a break now,
and we'll be right back.
KCNR 1460, good Monday morning, November 2nd.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of clear pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 2nd of November. It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. 50% chance of scattered showers today with our highs around 64, lows around 47. Tomorrow calls for sunny now, with our highs of 64, and Tuesday night with our lows of 46. As we progress through the week, sunny on Wednesday, Thursday's partly sunny, and Friday's mostly sunny. So we'll take that rain as long as we can get it. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's our customers are warm friends.
We've been saying it's cool during the summer.
Well, you know what's really funny is that we said this yesterday. We were getting ready to go do jazz on the jazz brunch, and we said, that is the only place you can go from like 50 to 80. I mean, you know, you're cold in the morning, and it doesn't really feel like it spikes that much, but it does. But anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We have a special guest, or this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for over 3 years in a row, and they're in the nation now, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, 70 years in the business. How? Shasta Regional is treating people well. If you've got an emergency, there's the emergency room you want to go to. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Linda Johnson.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You have something special to share with us.
Yes, I do. I'm representing the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357, which is located here right in Reading. And on November 11th, which is 11/11 at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
We will be having our Veterans Day ceremony at Northern California Vet Cemetery at IGO.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam vets are doing the program this year. They're not just honoring veterans, but because it's the 50th commemorative of the Vietnam War, they will be doing a special there. And we have two speakers. One's a Vietnam vet. He is the Northern California representative for the Vietnam vets. And then we have a lady veteran from Vietnam War that will be speaking at the ceremony. Plus, Mistletoe School will be performing.
Cute.
So we have a lot of interesting and educational information. We will be giving them information out about the Vietnam War, 50 years, of course. But then we have a special thing we're going to be doing, is announcing that the monument that we have been working on is now in Oakland at the Foundry, and we're working on it to be erected next Veterans Day.
Cool.
So Carl Turner, our designer, will be there speaking also.
We have that. We have a print of that.
I will be bringing it on our wall
that we bought during one of the fundraisers.
Oh, okay.
Linda and I managed to bid against each other for four, five, six, seven times before, standing next to each other, we were bidding against each other. So, but we thought we got it at really a fair price, and it's good. And this is, from what I understand, this monument is grandfathered under the old policy?
No.
It's not?
No, it's not. We have fought the state about it, but we have now it's going to be, instead of 16 feet tall, I believe it's going to be 6 feet tall. And it will not be at the front of the cemetery like we were promised. They want to put it into a monument grove at the cemetery. So we are still discussing where it would be put. We've been told one thing and then another.
This is a totally stupid thing brought on by the VA Veterans Administration of California, CalVet, has failed us. Another failure by CalVet that the people up here that want to put wanted to put the memorials around the center there where the flag is, where everybody, where the rest of them are. For some reason, CalVet, who then refused to talk to me on the radio because, oh, that's already done. We don't have to. By a slippery little public affairs guy down there. Oh no, it's already been decided. We don't need to talk about it. We're moving on. They're moving on because it was a stupid decision that they made, and they don't want to stand up for it.
They
just
lost
like
the
many
paperwork.
Politicians do.
Yeah, they lost.
They
the
lost
paper.
The paperwork.
Right, and then blamed it on our people down.
Of course they did, because you know what? Government can never do anything wrong. I mean, hey, we're appointed down here. You know, we make our $150,000 a year that you're paying us, but we don't really have to listen to you because we're appointed. We're not elected.
That's true. That's what they think.
But I feel really. Sometimes it really bothers me when they do things like this. I mean, it really does.
It does me too. But contacting your state and everything does help. It did help us on our Agent Orange town hall meeting. Just to let everybody know, we had our Agent Orange. Congressman LaMalfa showed up to our Agent Orange town hall meeting on the 3rd, and on the 6th, he co-sponsored 1769, which we were wanting him to co-sponsor. So that shows you what persistence will do. It does pay off. So, and also,
that's true.
Yeah, and also, after the ceremony at IGO, we're inviting everybody to go to Famous Dave's Barbecue because they have a special for veterans, a one meat meal free. And then it's also called Tip Vet Day, and they are taking tips for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to help us. We're $10,000 short, so we are trying to really get this done so we can say here it's done and honor our Vietnam veterans.
And that's going to be on November 11th.
November 11th, right after.
Right after the ceremony, which is at 11 o'clock up at IGO.
Right, and the fundraiser goes till 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, so if you come on back, you can have lunch at Famous Dave's and help raise money for the Vietnam Memorial.
Right, and then if you want, come back later and have another free dinner.
And have a free dinner.
Why not?
There's lots of places by the way, there's a lot of places that are offering free meals. Veterans Day. We've got a list of them that keep getting bigger and bigger. So we'll try and publish that on our website or talk about them. We'll try and get them down to places here in town.
Right, and then we're also going to be in the Veterans Day, of course, parade on Saturday in Shasta Lake.
So are we.
Good, and we'll be showing our red shirts because we are still selling our red shirts. And you have a chance to have them there. But we want to really encourage people to come down to Northern California Vet Cemetery on the 11th at 11 o'clock. And then come to big Famous Dave's afterwards.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you
appreciate
very
it.
Much.
All right. So you were talking about...
We'll mention a lot more between now and then.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Thank Linda, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Before we take a break, we were talking about the Quentin Tarantino... And in the headlines today, I mean, I know that's just kind of like riling up as far as...
I don't know if I have enough time to be this angry. Tarantino. Here's a guy who has glorified bloodshed, guns, thugs, crooks in his movies. And then stands out in a march 4 days after a policeman, a black policeman, is killed in New York and calls police murderers. He calls them, not once, but several times, calls them murderers. I'm here, I'm calling murder when I see it. They're murderers. Well, to say that upset the police and anybody else that even gives a damn about that thin line of blue that's out there is an understatement. The New York Police Commission... Did you find that?
I'm trying to find
I can't find an audio clip. It's buried in a couple of newscasts, and I'd have to listen to the whole thing.
Well, I do want to say that Jamie Foxx was in front. Here it is. He says it was at a L.A. film event. He says, "Keep telling the truth and don't worry about none of the haters." That was at the Beverly Hilton Ballroom crowd. And they applauded his comments. Move down to say that Tarantino is under nationwide pressure because of his inflammatory remarks he made of a protest against police brutality in New York last weekend. He suggested some cops who shoot civilians are murderers, and he stands with the murdered. Now, I will say that even Quentin Tarantino's father Tony Tarantino, criticizes his son's police statements. He says, I love my son. I have great respect for him as an artist, but he is dead wrong in calling police officers, particularly in New York City, where I grew up, murderers. So he's a passionate man, and that comes out of his art, but sometimes he lets his passion blind him to the facts and reality. That is what's happening. This is what happens with the bloated, and trust me, I was there, the bloated star chamber of people who think that they are, that they're so important that they can make these comments that affect people's lives. That gives permission to people to go out there. You call these boomerang thugs. Your daughter, I mean, our daughter, I mean, think about, you know, our son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal. It's really crummy when you think about the cops. The cops are walking out there all over our country, and they're worried about getting killed every second they walk out of their house.
That's right.
That these bloated stars, and like you said, now you are banning Quentin Tarantino films.
That's
you
it.
Started with Jane Fonda, now let's pass up. Now it's Quentin Tarantino.
I'm working my way through Hollywood here.
Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Well, we can't yet.
Okay,
we need to take a break
hour.
First, and then we're going
to
get David Sassano, who our cigar aficionado, executive editor. So we're going to be talking to him. I mean, I know you're fired up here. So, but guess who they have on the cover? One of your favorite actors. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Smoking in the morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 25 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 2nd of November. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on there to Espresso Joe's and get the lattes, espressos, and cappuccinos that you're used to at very great prices. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just filled with great smokes rated highly by Cigar Aficionado. Right here in Shasta County. 2143 Hilltop Drive and is a veteran-owned business. And speaking of great cigars, we just happen to have Cigar Aficionado's executive editor, David Silvano. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
Well, you know what? We looked it up, the website, of course, of what's happening. And we love our magazine. It is the best detailed, wonderful articles. I mean, in this issue, you have one of my favorite stars of all time, John Voight, as the cover. Of course, you're going into Seven Cruise Lines, best suited for cigar smokers. People are really into it. So what's happening this month, David?
Oh, thanks very much. We're very excited, of course, to have John Voight on our cover in the new issue, the December issue. He's a remarkable actor with a storied history, great career, loves a good cigar, and he's got a cigar on our cover and on the inside. And his body of work is, I just think, tremendous. So just having him on the cover is a real real plus for us, and we're honored to have him on there. Love the story about him.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is here's John Voight, who is an outwardly very conservative member of of Hollywood, and yet seems to be able to get work all the time.
Yes, and he talks about that in the article, how he doesn't necessarily have the typical view of a Hollywood celeb, and how he thinks in some ways it may have cost him a role or two, although his body work seems to speak to the opposite. And he's just really not afraid to say what's on his mind. It's sometimes not popular with everybody, but he speaks out and says what he thinks, and that's not always the just towing the party line. And his newest project, I don't know if you're fans of Ray Donovan.
But, we watch it religiously.
Ah, excellent. Yeah, all of us at the magazine love that show, and it's a great show, and it was great early on. But I can't imagine the show without John Voight. His character just really—you always want to see what he's going to do next, because he's so unpredictable.
Exactly, and you know, this is what makes it so wonderful. I mean, and these are the kind of covers that the people that you have on the cover always are. They seem to be known as to be like a man's man. They speak their minds. They've kind of been through a lot, good and bad. And you just love whoever's your photography, the cover, who is that, by the way? Who does your covers?
Oh, it's a mixture of different photographers, not a small group. That photograph was done by a man named Jim Wright, who has done a number of covers for us, and he just does great work. He did our Michael Strahan cover, of others. He really captured John Voight in his finest. I mean, he said it was a lot of fun. Voight was a lot of fun during the photo shoot, and I think that shows on the page. You know, he's just a guy who seems to really be enjoying himself with that cigar and in the setting where we put him. You know, so it's... We have great photographers. We're blessed with working with very top quality people, and they bring the best out of our cover celebrities. We've had a pretty good run this year.
So, what's your favorite article in this issue, Dave?
Oh, I have to tell you, there's an article in there that just brings a smile to my face every time I reread it. It's about the 21 Club, and we talked to this man. He's in his 90s now, and when he was a younger man, he went to Cuba. As a representative of the 21 Club, which is today still a very fine place to have a great meal, but back in the day it was a place where you also had a fine cigar with your meal. And it was 1959, and he was worried about what was going on in Cuba, and he was worried about his cigar surplus. He went down there with a bunch of money and made some deals, and he came back with an agreement to buy more than almost 1 million Cuban cigars. They spent about $250,000 back in 1959, a lot of money. And the cigars arrived not too long before the embargo was signed, leaving the 21 Club with an awful lot of very good, suddenly very, very precious cigars. And it spawned a cigar business for him. And it's kind of a fun story about how foresight paid off for this man.
Well, you know what? That is a great story. Somebody took a look at this. And, you know, the other thing I saw, you know, when we're looking at this is the cruise lines that make it easier for you to smoke a cigar.
Yeah, we do an annual travel survey. We've got a very gifted travel writer, Larry Olmsted, and once a year he puts together a survey on a varying topic, reaches out to travel professionals, people who really know the business, and asks them, you know, name the best. And this year we looked at the best cruise lines. And we did it in a bunch of different categories. He did it in a bunch of different categories. And it really outlines cruises for people who want to experience the absolute finest, including having a great cigar while on board. There are a few places that do welcome your cigar in a nice smoking lounge on a big, fine ship. And it's kind of a little whirlwind tour of you know, how you can really enjoy yourself on a top-tier, ultra-luxurious cruise line, big, small, different parts of the world. As even a little sidebar on, you know, taking a cruise to Cuba as that opens up in the future.
Well, it has, because we just received something in the mail from Pearl Cruises that to go into Cuba for 11 days. And Carl looked at me and he said, you know, it's something that I would be interested in doing, because just for the pure, well, it was closed for so many years. And just educational as well. Now, David, question is that, you know, when I go online, Cigar Aficionado, you right now, if you subscribe to Cigar Aficionado, which I think is a great, by the way, that you're on, it's a great magazine, a tabletop magazine, especially if you like to entertain, not just for guys, but there's great content in it, wonderful articles.
Well, thanks.
You have a new, on your, I don't remember this before, where you have, one of your headliners is Cuba. So now that it's opened, have you always talked about Cuba? What's happening with the cigars out of Cuba, or is this a new button that we have on your website?
Well, Cuba's been very important to us for the entire history of the magazine. We've been around for 23 years. We've been going to Cuba since the beginning of the magazine because if you're talking about cigars and interested in cigars, Cuba's really the birthplace of it, so it's important to pay attention to what's going on in Cuba. That said, we've been looking at Cuba more thoroughly, given the new interest in it and the closer relations between the United States and Cuba. Ever since President Obama announced last December that you know, we'd be normalizing relations, and the embargo's still there. There's still some restrictions, but we're getting closer and closer to normalized relations. And yeah, one of the things we did this year is put out a very extensive guide to Cuba with our June issue. And you mentioned the deal that you have, where you can get some information like that on our website. We've got a button dedicated to Cuba, extensive information about Cuba, and we see more and more of that in our future. We plan on giving even more information on Cuba as the months progress.
But David, we also have a travel show on our station here on Sundays, and one of the things they talked about was Cuba, and they were pretty emphatic is that, you know, it's a great place to visit, but the hotels are all sold out up until like almost like next March, because there's just not a lot of hotels that in the area, and that a lot of private citizens are turning their homes into, I guess you would say, something akin to a bed and breakfast to give for visitors to the country. Have you heard anything about
that?
That's
true. Yes, and that's one of the reasons why the cruise lines are so appealing. They're essentially big floating hotels, and Cuba's hotels right now are strained. There aren't enough hotel rooms for everybody who wants to be there, and there certainly aren't enough good hotel rooms for the people that want to go. My next trip to Cuba is at the end of February for the Habanos Festival, and I have to say I booked my hotel room about 2 months ago, and from what I'm hearing, things are quite full. And there are people who open their homes. I've never done it myself, but I have had friends who, stay in someone's home when they come to Cuba. It's a little more rustic than a typical hotel experience, but, traveling to Cuba, you have to you know, be able to make certain concessions. It's not quite like, you know, going to the Ritz-Carlton in Miami. It's, you know, it could be a little bit more adventurous.
A little more adventurous, like, are we going to have water today?
Yes, indeed. Or are we going to have water today?
Or electricity.
Electricity. There are times I, you know, even the finest hotels, I opt to take the stairs just because, you know, it doesn't happen often, but the power could go out. So, you know, might as well be on the stairs rather than on the elevator. You have to be flexible in Cuba, and you have to understand things don't necessarily work as you expect them to work in the United States.
Well, if I was to visit Cuba, I think I'd take a cruise line. Because why not keep your hotel there? And they were advertising. They go to Havana and they go to two or three other places and then Barbados, and you know, it's one of those. So where at least you know where you're sleeping and what water you're drinking.
It's always good to know. Always good to know.
Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is David Salvano, who is the executive editor. Is that it?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Of Cigar Aficionado. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manson wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Boy, have a cigar, you're going to go far. It is 11 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 2nd of November. 57 degrees, going up to 64 today with rain in our forecast. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's their customers are warm friends, locally owned, discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran owned. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Civic Auditorium, Red Town Market, Saturday, November the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. A lot of people going
to
be there.
It's free to the public, and they'll have vendors and artisans and a lot of interesting things that you won't see. And, of course, you know that is right after Thanksgiving. And, again, from 11 to 8, you'll be able to have cocktails and coffee drinks and just browse and shop for the holiday season. That's called Red Town Market, and that's Saturday, November 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Civic, at the Civic. We'll see you there.
Hey, we're with the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado, David Silvano. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carl.
Are you okay today, Dave?
I'm doing great.
Are you bummed?
Because you're kind of like being really. You know,
are you
like
a Mets fan?
Oh.
You know, that was a tough loss.
Okay, I'm wondering about that because there's a depression that's happening,
yeah,
a blanket depression
for
Mets fans.
Yeah, it's kind of thinking, oh, gosh, you know what? Linda says, maybe he's a Mets fan.
I know. So we watched the game. All of them.
Oh, it was tough. I'm a Yankees fan, but I'm a New York fan. So I feel bad for the Mets, but I'm also a Giants fan, and the Giants lost a heartbreaker.
Oh, yesterday. You would think somebody that scores, what, 49 points would win a game?
I'll take that every week. You guys are scoring 49 points. Help me out over here. It's terrible. It's misery.
I mean, this wasn't New York's week. Oh, wait a minute. There's more.
Oh, wait. No.
The Jets got tanked by the Oakland Raiders.
Didn't see that one coming either, I have to tell you.
No, here's poor guy.
You know, if I was you, David, I'd step away from the TV for another week or two.
Well, how about he had to do a radio interview this morning? And you know, anyway. So the good news is, and we want to share with our listeners that if you know when you see just a first class magazine, it's a Cigar Aficionado. And right now, if you go online and you subscribe, you're going to get the article, a free subscription or the free magazine with John Voight on the cover. And I can tell you right now that I just really pour through this magazine. I really, really enjoy it. It's just great. There's a lot of depth in your articles. You had something that you wanted to ask about this.
It's travel, but it's everything. I mean, you have the best of, you know, and you're the original type of Playboy magazine without the girls. You have
some girls in there.
Well, there are. I mean, but you know,
once in a while, but not like Playboy.
Not like Playboy, but you're right. But you have, you know, you talk about those things that are, you know, in the topics and, you know, people are talking about that, where to go to, how to travel, where to go, you know, of course, cigars. And that's a big thing, too. But you've got two articles here, and one I want to hit. The sleight of hand. This guy, Dustin Marks, I've never even heard of this guy.
Yeah, I think that was the way he intended it. Dustin Marks, one of the, an incredible blackjack cheater, a guy who just cheated the casinos for a long, long time. And our gambling writer got in touch with him and got the guy to talk. And it's really an interesting story of what he went through to learn how to cheat at blackjack. And by cheating, he was cheating from the dealer's perspective. And he kind of talks about meeting up with this mystical guy, all he names is J.S., sort of the Yoda to his Luke Skywalker, but the Yoda teaching how to cheat at gambling rather than how to use a lightsaber. And, you know, talked about, you know, sleight of hand, you know, putting the winning cards at the top of the deck, and he rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed till he realized he couldn't see himself in a mirror making that surreptitious move. And he used these techniques to really win a lot of money, you know, by using a partner who was getting these winning hands and taking a lot of money from casinos over the years.
So he would. So he would.
Now he kind of uses his powers for good.
Use his powers for good and help the casinos. He would get a job at a casino then.
Yeah, get a job at a casino and you know, kind of insert himself in, and then next thing you know, he'd be feeding good cards, winning hands to someone who was in on the take with him, and they made a lot of money doing this. It's always that we cover gambling all the time.
Yeah, right.
The
Aficionado.
Yeah, and you know, so it's always a war between the casino trying to, you know, keep its edge with these games of chance, and people who are trying to, you know, cheat the casino, look for some kind of an edge. And the casinos have been very good keeping it on the up and up, but this guy was able to kind of get in there and do his thing for quite some time.
Yeah, wow. The gentleman that owns the cigar club in Hollywood or Beverly Hills and one in New York.
The Grand Havana Room, yeah.
Right, is on a board that I'm on. And I've gotten to meet him. We've had two meetings here in the last, you know, we meet like once a quarter. And it's been interesting talking to him on how successful these cigar rooms are, and the Grand Havana, and then the one in New York. I think he's got one that's opened in Moscow, but I'm not sure. I think that's open too. About the number of people that sign up for this, literally how much it costs to be a member.
It's an exclusive place, the Grand Havana Room, and it's pricey for a reason. It's probably one of the nicest places in the world to have a cigar. Either the one in, I've been to both the ones in Beverly Hills and the one. And the one in New York, and they're both tremendous places to really relax, have a good beverage and a great, great smoke. And in New York, you're high above Fifth Avenue, great views of the city, sitting back, relaxed, comfortable. It's my kind of place for sure.
Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is the media. Can you trust the media, especially after this debacle of the Republican the GOP debate that was at CNBC, where CNBC covered itself with shame, according to everybody that saw it, and including their own people.
I thought the timing of the story was pretty good when I was watching that debate. I said, "Wow, this is exactly what we're talking about." You know, can you trust the media? We enlisted Jeff Greenfield, five-time Emmy winner. His face from CNBC, CBS. He's been all over the place.
CNBC.
I'm sorry, CNN, not CNBC. he writes about how the American media, especially the TV news media, was once the most trusted institution in the land, and that was 50 years ago. Today, according to polling, only about 10% of America truly trust the media. And boy, you're right, Carl. When you saw that debate, the backlash from that debate, that's exactly what he's talking about. The reporter used to take himself or herself out of the story and try to be objective, and there wasn't a lot of objectivity at that debate the other night.
No, I wasn't. And if you were a comic book character, which villain would you be? How stupid! You know what? I mean, such a stupid question. When you've got, you know, and I, you know what? Whether you agree with the senator with Cruz on things, he hit it right on the head. He said, we've got ISIS, we've got trillions in debt, we've got people in war, we've got all of these things going, and you're asking about cartoon characters?
And hilarious.
Oh, it was. Yeah. So
fantasy football, they asked about that.
Fantasy football. It's just absolutely ludicrous when that happens. And the Republican National Committee, he should be looking for a new job also, because he okayed this mess. But that was really, no, this is the kind of things that Cigar Aficionado does. You come up with timely articles, and it's almost like you see a month in the head, a month in the future. And so you put these things out there like that. It's like, I guess.
Well, that timing was perfect for us, so I think it's a very pertinent question, never more pertinent than today. Can you trust the media? I think a lot of people are thinking about that right now.
Okay, now, we've got just like a couple of minutes left. Last thoughts?
We've got a big event coming up, if I can mention that.
Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure, all the editors from Cigar Aficionado are going to be out in Las Vegas. Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th for the big smoke, Las Vegas. So we'll be out there. There's still tickets available if people want to come.
So what? Tell us about.
You get a chance.
Yeah, tell us what it looks like. What's happening?
You got 1 minute.
Sure. Imagine a gigantic room, 100 foot tall ceilings, a vast room with full of cigar makers, and places where you can get a fine drink. You walk in, you get a cigar from one booth, you get a drink from the next. You light your cigar, you socialize with your friends, and you have a great time. We call it the world's biggest cigar party. We throw it once a year out in Las Vegas. It's happening next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay, then I have... where do you get tickets at?
Oh, go right to our website, cigaraficionado.com. Tickets are available right there on the site. you know, Friday, Saturday in Vegas, smoking cigars and drinking fine spirits. I find it hard to think of a better time.
Maybe we should have gotten to you after that. Hey, right, Dave, thank you so much for giving us a call here. We just really enjoy this our regular times with you.
Oh, great, Tony. Sorry to be glum about the
No, that's all right. Hey, get it. Okay. Totally. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right.
Hey, goodbye now.
Goodbye. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Continues into the crash of that Russian jetliner over the weekend in Egypt. We get more from correspondent Connie Lawn.
Airline officials say the plane broke up in the air before it crashed onto the desert. That may indicate a bomb was on board planted by terrorists, but the pilot reported technical problems before takeoff and during the flight, so the investigation continues. Russians observed a day of mourning for the 224 passengers on the plane. Many airlines are now refusing to fly over Sinai, where there is a heavy terrorist presence.
That's Connie Lawn reporting. It is just too early to tell exactly what sonar images of an apparent ship 15,000 feet down in the Atlantic really mean. That's why Peter Knudsen with the NTSB says they're sending down a deep-sea robot to try and get some video footage.
It's a pretty large vehicle. It weighs about 6,500 pounds. It's tethered to a line which is connected to the ship, and then someone in the ship is able to control the vehicle. It's equipped with a camera.
They hope the wreckage will prove to be that of the El Faro, a nearly 800-foot-long cargo vessel that met its fate last month during Hurricane Joaquin off the coast of Bermuda. The Commerce Department says U.S. construction spending rose 0.6% in September.
Spending on construction rose to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $1.09 trillion. Construction of apartments and condominiums increased 4.9%, while construction of single-family homes went up a more modest 1.3%.
That's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. factory activity grew last month at the slowest pace since May of 2013. They're celebrating today in Kansas City. And why not? The Royals won the World Series last night for the first time since 1985. Beating the New York Mets 7-2 in Game 5. The two teams duking it out last night for 12 innings. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Former President Jimmy Carter is sent to help out with a Habitat for Humanity project today in Memphis, despite undergoing a series of treatments for cancer.
I've had four treatments so far, once every 3 weeks. And I'll continue with those treatments, but it'll be a little while before we know what the results have been.
Well, sounding ever courageous in the face of what could be a fatal disease, a 91-year-old Carter told the Associated Press that he'd been neither uncomfortable nor ill while receiving several rounds of immune-boosting drugs. Health officials expecting the number of people sickened by an E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants in Washington State and Oregon to grow. As of Friday, 3 people in the Portland area, 19 people in western Washington State had gotten sick from E. coli. 17 of them had recently eaten at a Chipotle restaurant. 8 people have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported so far. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Terrace Going High Tech shares in Africa's biggest mobile operator suspended today in the wake of a huge fine imposed by Nigerian regulators. More of the details from the BBC's Richard Hamilton.
MTN's share price has been under pressure since last week when it confirmed it was to be fined $5 billion by Nigerian regulators for not disconnecting up to 5 million unregistered SIM cards. The regulators introduced the measure for security reasons, saying the cards were being used by Boko Haram militants. In September, the former finance minister, Chief Olu Falai, was kidnapped by gunmen.
That's the BBC's Richard Hamilton reporting. Former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson died on Sunday in Nashville following a recurrence of lymphoma. Thompson, well known and respected as a man of so many talents, during his lifetime he served as a lawyer, journalist, broadcaster, and an actor, and a U.S. Senator, of course. He passed away at the age of 73. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is the 2nd of November. Yes, October got away from us. Halloween. If you know what? If Halloween is
were
over,
you a Halloweenie?
Why does James Masada still have his mask on? I just wanted to know that. I don't know.
My Chewbacca mask.
Your Chewbacca mask. He's got his Chewbacca mask on. Whatever that sound
I'm
is.
So excited for
six
the new
eight.
Star Wars. I got to go buy tickets.
Six
we are going to be in line, standing in line there. Go ahead.
6 after 8, 605-4567 is our phone number.
My job is to interrupt you.
You're doing, you know, you've done it so well today. Oh, man. You've just, you know, that one time on talking about tobacco and brew, I just stopped.
Good.
Totally stopped because you got me.
Good.
The official cheese move.
It's the official. She moved my cheese. Like, not only did she move it, then she kicked it across the room and then threw it out in the street and let me run around out
there. Oh, that's how the whole fun. Now let's go to the
phone. Now 7 after 8. And what's the weather look like, sweetheart?
Oh, okay. It's currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a high today with temperatures around 64, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 47, 50% chance of scattered showers. Tomorrow, sunny with our high of around 64, with our lows of 46. And as we look through the forecast for the rest of the week, it looks like we're going to have sunny weather. All temperatures around in the 60s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where
our customers are warm friends.
There we go. I got to switch it over, man.
A veteran-owned business.
Yeah, I haven't put the heater on yet.
For seniors and veterans, give them a call. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Great jewelry, great prices, integrity, judgment. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Sally. What's happening tonight at the Tea Party meeting?
Good morning, Linda. Well, tonight we have Tim Pappas coming to teach us about the Constitution.
You know, I really like Tim Pappas.
I do, too. He is a fantastic teacher. He just opens it up, brings up, you know, relevant topics about everyday things that are going on right now. And then people ask questions that are based on, you know, is this constitutional or how can we change this? And he always includes the audience, which makes people really like to come and listen to his thoughts.
Yeah, because he's very much a constitutional scholar. I hope somebody asks him tonight if the if what LA is doing in banning high capacity mags.
Oh yeah,
is
the
legal.
Lawsuit that Sheriff Pacinco's involved with.
Right, and how is that? Because it says you have to give up the mags that you own, and that you can't. It's not that you can't use them. You can't even possess them. So if you have them, then you've got to either take them out of state, give them to the cops, or give them to a federal firearms licensed guy.
And even law enforcement in that county.
Even law enforcement can't even carry it.
Exactly.
So
that has to be unconstitutional. Yeah. I will ask him.
Well, you know, a crook will probably have something that holds 15 rounds. And, mm-hmm. and then the police can't have something that holds 15 rounds. I just think that that's not quite right. Especially in the we're having more and more policemen attacked and killed. And if you listen to the show earlier this morning, we talked about two in Albuquerque that were murdered by boomerang thugs. arrested, put in jail, out again. They call them boomerangs. And the last one just died this weekend after being shot on the he pulled over a guy on a motorcycle and the fight
and
was on.
Apparently, Tom DeSenko led the charge on this. We're very proud of him for that.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Well, you know what? Tom's very much active in protecting our Second Amendment rights.
Yep.
Okay, that's tonight. Tim Pappas, Constitution.
Tim Pappas, 6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey.
We're very excited about this next segment, and I'm always honored to have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We are grateful that we have Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine the first Monday of every month and the first Thursday of every month. Inside of each monthly issue are wonderful tributes to authors, artists, restaurants, highlighting a lot of different things. So good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And it is Thanksgiving coming up, and this is the November issue. And how better than to have a family toasting the kids and the toasting with whatever that is, pomegranate juice and water or whatever. they're toasting each other, and it's family time at the table. That's what Thanksgiving represents.
Yeah. I agree. So what hopefully everybody can get to their family this year.
So what are you thankful about this year?
Oh, gosh. You know, lots of things. It's been a tough year. You know, I lost my dad a few weeks ago, and then unfortunately I just found out my stepfather was just diagnosed with cancer as well. And so, you know, it's an interesting time. You know, I have my immediate family, and you know, I'm thankful for, you know, the magazine and its continued success in the store and all the support that we get. But
this is something you wouldn't say because I know you, but we're very thankful to have you in our lives.
Yes,
James, and there's a lot of people that are like that, to have you in our lives, you and Yvonne, and everything that you've done.
Oh.
So I want you to hold that one there, too.
Thank you.
And we're grateful for you.
And
your family.
And Rhonda and you for everything you do to make this a better place.
So, Rhonda Ball, this is a love fest, because we're going to put that out to you right now, that we're grateful for what you do in not only with the store and with the creation of the magazine, but what you've done to be supportive with theater and arts. And what's the Become Great in Reading? What's that called? You're on the board, and you've been through it, and it's
leadership
the
reading. Oh,
leadership reading thing. I'm sorry, I couldn't think of that right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, just those bodies of work that both of you have done that we're saying right now, and yes, we're going to have this gratitude pouring out, I think, in Thanksgiving, because it's a time that we look at the fall as the seeds go into the ground, so that when the spring comes up, things bloom. So know that you're loved, you're honored. We're happy to have you here. We're happy to have our station and Bob, and that we can actually put this out to the community to help people connect. Definitely. So thank you for being here this morning. So what's on your mind?
Gosh, after that, we should come every month.
I know.
Wow. I'm going to lick your cheek.
I know.
Daddy loves you.
Yeah.
So I know. Well, thank you guys very much. And we
and it's an honor for us to be here.
Too, of our friendship with you guys, because you guys are awesome, and you've been, you know, in our lives for a long time, both professionally and non-professionally, and you guys are awesome community members as well. And, you know, it's just nice. It's nice to see that many people, you know, in our community still fighting real hard and working to uplift where we live. And, you know,
they are.
Yeah, they are.
And you know what? And we may not always agree with different things.
Sure.
You know, Kristen Schrader has put a huge push on. I want to try and get Kristen on as soon as I can for the homeless. And she's, if you know, at first I was kind of like backed off on this because I just didn't see where it was going. Now, today there was an article in the paper about where Kristen is heading with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, we've got to start thinking new ways of handling things.
Absolutely.
You know, because obviously the other way isn't working.
Right.
Yeah.
But be able to balance it with those who are having to pay for it.
Right.
Sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and are getting the results of this. So I think you're right. I think this kind of our community is one that is one to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, speaking of beautifying downtown, you've got a wonderful article. It goes for pages. And if one was looking in this magazine for the first time to look at Reading, you've captured things that we see daily that maybe we take for granted. And here what you've done is encapsulated 5 pages of beautiful things that downtown has to offer.
That we're going to get to right after these messages. Right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're with James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy the Magazine, and we're going to talk about downtown Reading and how great it is.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Reading's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at readingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
Live and in concert, New West Guitar Group at Reading School of the Arts, Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Come hear this great jazz concert, which includes the Master Guitar Circle. Guest artists include Bernie Baker, Mark Cooper, Eric Peter, and Robert Karch from the North State. They will join New West Guitar as they demonstrate to the audience how they build songs in a great presentation of classic jazz guitar. Don't miss this, November 10th, 7 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. For ticket information, call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903, or call Reading School of the Arts.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of clear pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Reading, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. We love what happens at the break.
Yeah.
It's all about the good stuff at the break.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Excuse me as I do a little housekeeping here.
Yes.
It's 18 after 8 here on the 2nd of November. 59 degrees going up to 64 today. We have a big chance of rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Yeah, Thursday
if
night.
If you are not with us November 5th, Thursday night,
that's
you are
Thursday.
Missing out on a great time. Linda's going to be singing with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It's going to be a wild night there.
I know,
and
we do.
And if for some reason you can't make that, then you can listen to Ron.
Yes,
and
of course. And you can always go back to the archives, but you need to call in. You need to do both.
And she starts singing at 7, so you can kind of listen.
6 to 7, yeah.
Listen from 6 mm-hmm. to, you know, when you're driving out there, hop in there, you know, and drink, and great, great menu, Romance on the River.
Steak and
Lobster. Elements Lounge, $21.
Okay, guess who's going to be my guest vocalist? I've got Scott Lewis coming in.
Oh, wow.
I have Joe Larson on trombone. And then we have a special tap dance number that's going to be happening between, and I don't know, the guys have got this cooked up, the bass player, the piano player, the drummer, and this is going to be something that's kind of being a throwback to what they used to do in the old, old lounge acts.
Nice.
And the tapper is going to just, I can't give it away because mm-hmm. I won't know till tomorrow night when I rehearse, but they worked it out. And then Scott's going to come up and sing again because he does a killer rendition of Hallelujah. So
there you go.
It'll be a fun night from 7 to 9. Come join us. 243-3377. It packs up, so come.
Get your
reservations.
No excuses.
No excuses. I mean, this is going to be take no prisoners.
Yeah.
You will like it.
All right. We're here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy the Empire.
We were talking about downtown, the issue about downtown shining a light.
So Rhonda, you know, is our managing editor and chief and helps and works very closely and directly with all of our writers. And this year, like in past years, we've chosen to do highlighted on downtowns throughout Northern California. It just so happens that this month is Redding's downtown because what were the ones we've done so far this year in the past?
We've done Chico. We've done Dunsmuir. Mount Shasta's next month.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Red Bluff.
Yeah. So quite a few anyway.
So this is our 11th one.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's a really great piece that just talks about, it's interesting that we were talking what we're grateful for, and we were talking about, you know, all the people that are engaged in helping to uplift our community and, you know, especially our downtown. And that's really kind of what we did through this story, was just trying to get people to remember that there is a lot that's happening downtown and that there are changes being made and that there are new businesses coming. And though we have issues and we struggle, there are many people dedicated to continuing to see that growth in downtown. Obviously, one business is ours. I mean, you're here downtown. There's all kinds of things, but, you know, Savory Spoon just moved in across the street from where we're at.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so that's a new restaurant.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
They're wonderful. Oh,
they
my
are.
God. That's worth, you know what, that's that whole cuddle up. It's chilly. Let's mm-hmm. walk downtown. You walk across the promenade, go to enjoy the store, do a little shopping, go to Savory Spoon. That's fabulous.
Or Elise. You know, around the corner.
There's wonderful coffee spots downtown.
You all aren't open on Sundays, all right?
We are not, but just starting next week, I think we are.
Because I tell you why.
We usually do during the holidays.
Okay, because I tell you why. Linda was singing at U202 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Three ladies were in visiting. Two were visiting from
they were here on a Bethel conference.
From North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And they said, gosh, you know, we're going to go shopping. She said, you know, you need to go to Enjoy. And the other lady that lives here says, oh, they just aren't open on Sundays.
And they're only here today.
About it, and they're only for that. So.
Yeah, bummer.
Well, next time. So, you know, let us know when you do your holiday, extended holiday hours, because mm-hmm. that's fantastic. And, of course, I got to stock up on my lavender spray and start putting
we just got a shipment.
Good. Ooh, I'll be over there today. And then start putting our baskets together for what we do for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So it just goes on to talk about downtown, you know, all the businesses. John Truitt is, you know, quoted in here, Kenny Breedlove, John talking about, you know, a little bit of history of the Cascade, when it was started, how it became an anchor point for Redding's downtown in late 1800s, I think it was.
And then, of course, you have Jack's Grill. I mean, I'm just looking at all the pictures down here. Whoever did the photo, did the photography on that, really highlighted, made everything look extremely beautiful. And where's the stained glass? I don't know where the stained glass is.
The stained glass are there in the promenade. Those are the old towers that used to hold the roof up.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess at a certain time when the lights come on, you can see that. But I somehow must drive by it again.
It's kind of interior. You wouldn't see it.
Okay. Well, it's fabulous the way it looks there. Kind of like a, you know, a beacon, shining beacon, just like Cascade.
And they left them specifically because they were so iconic to those that have lived here forever and used to go into the mall and, you know, in the 70s when all that stuff was cool.
Still cool to me. All right, so let's move along and see what you've got an article here about, which is kind of seems like it, of course, because Star Wars is coming back, and we already talked about Chewbacca and what's happening. We've got this incredible Star Wars, and I watched this video clip of this guy. These people who get into these comic books and these characters, it's really becomes like sports fans.
Oh, gosh, yes.
They become fans of every little detail.
Comic-Con.
So fandom. You have an article called Fandom. And it's, what is this about?
It is about Collector's Choice, which is a store that is over by,
the Dairy Queen?
Yes, Dairy Queen. In that shopping mall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, Mike Norman is the owner, and he has been doing this for
quite a long time.
Yeah. And he sells comic books, and he used to have a restaurant, and he would bring his old, he'd buy comic books for his son to help him, you know, enjoy reading.
Right.
So he'd buy the comic books, and then he would bring them to the restaurant, and he would sell them. You know, he'd buy $2 comic books and then sell them for $20. So he started thinking, well, this is kind of a cool thing. So he started Collector's Choice.
Well, interesting. It said the first Batman and Superman comics were printed as 10-cent comics in the 30s. He says that and sold in the past year and a half for $1.5 million and $2 million each.
Isn't that crazy?
Even a 12-cent Spider-Man comic published in 63 recently sold for $150,000.
I think of my house in Georgia where we had a closet there, and in the closet, you know, it was kind of a big closet, and you know where the linens were, but underneath the linens was like it was like 3 feet off the ground,
mm-hmm.
and I had my comic books in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the 12-cent comic books. I had them all, and I would go in there.
So
and
my
just,
brother.
I would just kind of leave the door open. I'd take out a stack and just go through them all. And of course, as you move. You get rid of them.
Yeah. My brother
but
had.
But I'm just wondering how much money.
Incredible Hulk.
I'm just wondering
up
how much
all
money was sitting in that hallway if I had kept those comics until today.
Well, interestingly enough, superheroes have become big business at the box office.
Don't worry about it.
So here's something interesting. According to this article, and this is another reason to pick up the Enjoy magazine, some people do not realize that Walking Dead started as a comic book and then became a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Isn't that cool? Did you know that?
Well, things
we learned it right here on KCNR.
But there's a lot of things like Sin City was, but there was a graphic, they call them graphic, what do they call them? Graphic comic? Graphic novels, which are, I guess they're like cartoons, mm-hmm. except they're very adult
mm-hmm.
for that. But you see a lot of movies are out there that have started from that.
Uh-huh. In the Japanese culture, the manga is a huge part of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Manga.
Yeah.
Okay. What's that mean?
Manga.
Manga. The cartoons?
I can look up the
oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Anyway, he has a great following.
Okay.
He's been doing this for 20 years. And
so this is a store, just so we're clear.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
right.
A huge store.
And he not only sells comic books, but he also sells collectibles. Like
memorabilia.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I have a huge Wizard of Oz collection. So I have bought pieces there, and people have given me pieces that they bought there. So he has stuff like that, Betty Boop and Wizard of Oz.
Does he have like that Spock doll? What was that
probably,
when we
yeah.
saw that?
It's all very pop.
Remember that show we saw?
Pop culture and kitsch.
Yeah.
And,
oh, God. How fun.
Yeah.
What a perfect time to go there over Christmas. Somebody's
right.
been looking for the perfect collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving along in the November, we have a few minutes before we take a break. What do we want to cover?
There's a really great article.
I love that article.
A lot of our history articles. This one's called Moving Mountains. It's about the Shasta Dam conveyor belt.
Ooh.
A mix of marble and metal. So this is just a quick, it's a small article, but it's a quick article on the history of the dam being built in. The largest conveyor belt in the world, which went from basically where Turtle Bay is now.
Right.
All
they still
the
have that one little yes. piece of mm-hmm. cement.
The monolith,
right.
we call
monolith.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that was actually where the quarry was, that they mined the brought up the aggregate, yeah, the rock and sand. And, you know, it's just an interesting story that, you know, people don't realize how the dam was built and the history of all that. And,
the
and
belt transported 12.2 million tons mm-hmm. of materials into the final delivery was the summer of 1944.
Now, didn't some of that, according, I don't know, did part of the conveyor belt go to France?
It was sold after they used it, and it went to Oh, gosh.
I don't remember that part.
I'm not sure. It was dismantled and sold, reportedly, to Kimberley Diamond Company in South Africa.
Okay, wow.
And it was called the Rubber Railway by the Goodyear Rubber Company.
9.6 miles.
Yep.
Can you believe that? And I don't wonder if anything since then in American history, there's ever been a conveyor belt since then that has been that of that magnitude.
Who knows?
Probably
but
not.
Here, right here, that's great history.
And it says here, they couldn't do this today. They couldn't make something like this today because of environmental regulations.
Okay.
And all that other fun stuff.
Mm.
So, anyway, but yeah, it's just a really interesting kind of history about the conveyor belt. And
that's where the new Turtle Bay
Hotel
is being built. Fantastic. Right in front of that.
Right.
But they're still keeping that there, though.
I believe so.
Yeah. Like it's a history. It's so fantastic.
First of all, the belt line was actually 26 individual conveyor belts called flights. The longest was two-thirds of a mile. So I guess they would transfer stations at the end of a flight, dropped aggregate onto the next.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And actually, the workers, many of the workers, even though they weren't, I guess, technically supposed to, they kind of looked the other way, used to ride it up to work. They would nap.
Why sleep. Not?
Yeah, they'd lay down and ride it up to work.
Hey, why not?
But it cost $1.5 million, and they got their money back when they sold it.
Hmm. Imagine that.
And what year was that?
That was in 40...
Well, they closed it down in 44.
Yeah. Right.
So that's probably when they sold it. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, and they welcome you to Salute the Veterans on Tuesday, November 10th. Join us live at Crown Motors as we celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. And then on the 11th, we celebrate at Crown Motors again their Veterans Day. And we're going to be live from there with a huge Veterans Day event with veterans from World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Desert Storm, and Iraqi Freedom are going to be joining us both those days. Hmm. Crown Motors is going to be donating $100 from each vehicle sold on November 10th and 11th to a local veterans organization, and veterans will receive 10% off all parts and services during the entire week. So why don't you come on down and see us on the 10th and the 11th after the show. We can all go up to IGO and see the Veterans Memorial going on up there. But the 10th and the 11th, Crown's reaching out to veterans, wants to salute the veterans, donating money from sales, also giving 10% off all parts and services there during this entire week. Crown Motors, located at 300 East Cypress, or give them a call, 241-4321. Your local Dodge, Lincoln, Ford, Ram, Honda, and Nissan dealer. One last thing. Today is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, Ted
birthday.
Leidy's birthday. He's 50 today. Doesn't look a day over 58.
Big happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to you, bud. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair,
Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $150,000 guarantee WPT Deep Stacks Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 14th through the 23rd. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask about our special room rates and packages. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. WPT Deep Stacks is the premier mid-major poker tour in the industry and is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our multi-flight $1,100 buy-in, $150,000 guaranteed main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WinRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California because poker is better at the river.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, the 2nd of November. It's 25 minutes until 9 o'clock. 59 degrees going up to 64 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Way. Man's Last Stronghold. Another veteran-owned business where you get the best haircuts in town. Give them a call, stop in, sign your name in, and then get ready for a great haircut and a great time. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Our guests today are Ron DeBall and James Masada, who are here for, as they are, the first Monday of every month to talk about the great things that are happening up in Northern California, our North State right here. And they, you know, and it goes from the coast to Eureka, to Wairika, to Corning, and every place around there.
Yes, it does.
And so we're talking about this. The one we're looking at right now has to do with a man who overcame a lot of adversity in his life to be one of a kind, I think, right here in our Northern California area.
I think this is a really cool story about Eric Hollenbeck and Blue Ox Millworks. And this is a gentleman that was he's a Vietnam vet. And he, when he was done in Vietnam, he came back and started with his brother a mill. And then the market, the housing market went mm-hmm. to pot. And so his partners quit, his brother and his other partner quit. But then he decided that he was going to move on, and he just kept at it. He's dyslexic, and he has PTSD, and just started using old tools and making his way, and he's just an amazing guy.
Just a couple highlights from the article. It talks about how he would get an A in art. Mm-hmm. And an F in spelling, and
right.
he could never read. Did not read
he
until
dyslexic.
He was 50.
Right.
They did, you know, back in those days, they couldn't figure out you were just dumb. So instead of being a sitter, he became a doer.
Right.
He couldn't sit back. He had to, so he wanted to become the best at what he could do. And this is that wonderful human spirit story. It said that when he decided to join the military after high school, he went right into the jungle, and he mm-hmm. stayed in the jungle. It was only 3 days of his entire tour. He was out of the jungle.
Yes.
And so he thinks about, you think about what we can't even imagine what it must be like. And I know, Carl, you've done several tours, but I'm just wondering, for those who had to go in the jungle, that where your mind had to go in survival mode.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, he overcame, and he started this mill. And since then, it's become this huge project, and he's got just all kinds of stuff on his property, and he has students that come, and he teaches them a trade, and these students are students that have that struggle in school, and it's become so successful
for veterans with
that, and he started
stress.
Doing it with right. veterans. Yeah, so he took some veterans. They rebuilt a
replica
of Lincoln's hearse, and they used it as a centerpiece of a parade that celebrated the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's funeral. And they were flown to Illinois, and 150,000 people witnessed it in the parade. And
so
it's
this
just
is a gentleman that's using tools that are the kind of fine art tools that are just non-existent anymore.
Right.
So this is a man that is, you know, a journeyman craftsman, and that's what he's doing, is teaching other people this incredible art form.
And he's self-taught. I mean, he taught himself how to.
But Rhonda got to go through there, and she was saying when she came back, she said, you know, when I showed up, I was really concerned because, you know, it's a big piece of property, and there's a lots of things on
right.
it. So it kind of, you know, at first glance looks like it's kind of shabby and all that.
Yeah.
And it is, but she said it's just
mind-blowing. Oh, my gosh, it's just like a diamond in the rough. It was just, I was blown away by, first of all, he has all kinds of old equipment, you know, that he uses. That's what he uses. He doesn't use electricity for his, for most of
power
his.
Drill, power drill.
Yeah,
power
everything
tools.
Is
chisel.
Done by hand. Yeah. And then you just walk through, and they have, like, classes for students, and you can, photography classes, and where they use old cameras, and they have, what is it called, where you do the spinning wheel. They have those, and it's just all old stuff that you would never think could be used anymore.
Right.
Just amazing that he does stained glass classes, just pottery,
and
all kinds of
he's
stuff.
He's located over in Eureka.
Uh-huh, yep.
It's called Blue Ox.
Blue Ox.
You know,
Millworks.
I've seen that Blue Ox Millworks. Is it off, just right off the road there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. It's amazing if you ever get a chance
to
go.
The diamond in the rough.
And when you drive up, you kind of go, wow, this is kind of, you know. And he's got horses, and he's got a rose garden, and it's just, there's so much to look at. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So I was very impressed.
One of those hidden treasures, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and those are the things that we love.
And then he's just an incredible person, too.
Right.
So.
And when he's overcome.
Uh-huh.
And, again, from that era, you know, they didn't really talk about dyslexia, and he didn't know PTSD. It's only just something that's come into our view recently.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in this article that he didn't know what PTSD was. And can you imagine being 50, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?
Right.
And so he's channeling it through really wonderful things, and we need to support this guy. And also just read about him in the Enjoy Magazine, November issue. Okay, let's move along, and let's talk about Christmas preview in downtown Chico.
Yeah, so that's coming up. That's one of those things that if you live in Butte County, that is a mainstay, and it's been going on forever and ever. My wife is a freak for downtown Chico's Christmas preview. And she always wants to get a group of her girlfriends, and they go down and have dinner and walk the streets. And I've been several times, and it is really nice. We used to go
as a group when we worked at KMS.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Chico is fun at Christmas.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had that here?
It would be.
They have tried.
The problem is that Chico's downtown, not that ours can't be, but Chico's downtown has
a lot of retail.
Yeah, and dare I say, I think they're, I don't know, I hate to say this, but a little bit more friendly about closing off streets so that pedestrians can be out and safe and walk downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be a struggle here in Redding to shut down streets. I mean, they do it, but it's not at the same size.
Well, they do it where it's easy, right in front of the Cascade. They do it there, but then you don't have that many shops there.
Exactly.
So if you were going to do,
and I respect that, you know, traffic has to move and people have to get around, but if you were to create an event like that, you know, other than
and
like
how
the
many downtown
parades
and we have downtown shopping,
but
for that to work, we'd have to really, I mean, there really have to be a lot of coordination, because, you know, and then to be able to walk, you know, all along downtown, you know, stop in, get things to eat, hot cider, and then on to
and
more.
And it could be done, but it's going to be much more sparse. I mean, that's that whole thing of why we stick it out and try to get businesses to come, because, you know, if we can get, you know, neighbor-to-neighbor businesses
and
operating.
And retail, more retail, I think that's another big thing.
And by the way, EDC is going to be on tomorrow, Martha Sal and Hope Seth are going to be on talking about things that are going on, launching that new their new hub. But that's something else too. But if we had more retail downtown, then you could start, you know, you can kind of start growing things, and you could start packing a little more punch there.
And there's and there is more coming. I am aware of, you know, three new businesses that are moving downtown. So so I mean it's again
can
it's
you name
happening.
Them?
I can't because they're not it's not solidified. They don't have their leases closed yet.
Okay.
But they're
the general
be good
area
assets. Yes.
General area around here then.
Oh yeah.
We'll see. Then that's great.
Yeah.
And then if we could somehow, would it be nice if all these places that are government buildings, we could just turn them into retail buildings instead of government.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that being part of the Viva Downtown Board, they have done the trying to do the work. Businesses stay open late, and you can go from business to business, but it was so spread out. It was
it was really hard to do.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so we talked about that. Now, Lisa, what about the cabins, the Ripple Effect? Ripple Creek Cabins, and I'm seeing in the fabulous photographs that you have in the magazine, too. Fishermen, people fishing from the fishing banks.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about Trinity County's innkeepers are calling a season of flipping the signs on the front door from all summer to closed for the winter. But that's not the case at Ripple Creek Cabin.
Right, and there's lots to do in Trinity County in the wintertime, and you can go snowshoeing. There's tons of stuff to do still. They stay open all year, and they have a pretty big following, so people come back every year the same
time
every
year. Something that Yvonne and I have talked about with my mother and father-in-law and the kids and stuff is to try to rent a cabin somewhere for the holidays where there's snow, because, you know, we don't get it down here very often, and our kids love it. We just haven't gotten a lot of snow, period.
Right.
Anywhere for a while. So, but, I mean, how fun would that be is to be able to go do a cabin or something, you know, just change up your tradition.
Right.
Bring your tradition somewhere else.
Yeah, I think, that, you know, as long as you're together, that's the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been here for 35 years, and the owners bought it because they used to go there and vacation, and now they're daughter runs it. So
I'm wondering where that is in Trinity County.
It is by Coffee Creek.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's out there.
Yep.
So that's fantastic. Okay, we've got to take a break. We're here with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta of Enjoy the Magazine as well as Enjoy the Store. We're going to talk about, you know, when we come back, maybe, James, we're talking about what's going on in the magazine. But let's also talk about some of the new items that's coming up Christmas time with the store, baskets and all that good stuff as well. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 59 degrees here on the 2nd of November. We'll be right back.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at reddingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
From the moment you walk into Wellgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Wellgate Sports Club Redding's premier lifestyle center. Wellgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Wellgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day.
Get out of the gym and into the club. Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 11 minutes till 9 o'clock. 59 degrees today, going up to 64. Looks like it's going to be raining today. Yay. Maybe a touch of rain tomorrow, but then the rest of the week, nice and sunny. But cooler temperatures. Time to turn off the watering systems, probably, or to turn them way, way back.
I turned mine off this whole summer.
Yep. Well,
I lost my front and my back.
Did you? Well,
oh, well.
The way our lawn is, we could have probably turned ours off for 2 years because we are below the surface of the street, like you see in our house, like 4 feet down.
So
all the water drains down into ours. We have a lush lawn. It's not our fault. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, a local shop.
Mm-hmm.
Been in the family forever. The family's been in this area for over 80 years. Locally owned and operated by Ed DeFore and his son Kyle. And they have a full deli, butcher shop, over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer. I get hung up on that. Kyle goes out and finds these different beers from all over the world. So if you're looking for something a little bit exotic, something different, head on down to Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Big barbecues on the weekends. We're going to be there this Friday on a remote down there or on location to be having breakfast down at Mighty Fine Foods. And to talk to people as they come through and have breakfast with us.
My old stomping grounds.
Yeah, right down there.
I grew up in Bella Vista.
Yeah, and barbecue on Fridays. Beautiful. That's it. Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 in Deschutes, locally owned, locally operated.
Okay, let's get down to it. Shop local, stay local.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to stay local, but
yeah.
I mean, shop local.
So, you know, I mean, it's always, you know, you always hear people that have local stores talk about shopping local, but... You know, the reality of it is it's time. People really need to think about what they're doing and where they're spending their money. I mean, there is no question that there are things that you can't buy local, and you need to, you know, shop online and big box and all that stuff. But, I mean, you need to kind of think about the whole thing. If you're going to shop online, you know, that money's not going to be staying here. If you're going to need to go to a big box, at least go to a big box that's in your community because the tax dollars are staying. And the people that are working there are being employed. But then there's the whole other level, which is, you know, people that have been here and in business like you were just talking about forever that have the small mom and pop stores. And, you know, people have come really around to appreciate when you spend time looking for a gift for them that's, you know, that you've thought about and they know is coming from their local marketplace. And so we have the section in here in the magazine that talks about shopping local. And there are just some interesting facts that, you know, approximately $68 of every $100 you spend at a local business stays in your economy, which is a big thing. I know if you watch Good Morning America, they do Made in America all the time. They talk about if every person in America just spent $60 of their Christmas spending budget, it would...
locally.
Not even locally, just buying American-made products.
Oh, okay.
How many workers that would put out into the workforce. It's hundreds of thousands of people would get jobs. And we're talking $60 out of your Christmas budget, period, not out of $100. We're talking about what you spend. And I don't know about you, but I spend a lot more than $100 at Christmas for for everybody in my family.
and we can take this even further, is that, you know, and we'll say just from right here, advertising on a local radio station, locally owned, locally operated, all of our everything we make stays here in town.
Absolutely.
All of our employees stay here in town.
Right.
Everything that we turn around and buy stays in town here, just like your magazine.
And ours is like a triple threat. I mean, you know, we're a locally owned company. We own a business that sells only locally produced products, and that goes directly to the artists. So not only is it that you're supporting our business and our employees, you're supporting the tax base, but you're also supporting individual artists, almost 1,600 artists that we have now. And that money goes right back into the community.
And,
so,
and without your magazine, I mean, so much is gone. Without the two local radio stations you have right here, all of it goes back to, you know, let's just face it, corporation-owned radio, or just everything is canned radio. So it's one of those things you have to think about. It's in your it's you have to make that effort. You have to think about that. But you know,
but I think once people do and they have the experience,
once they have,
it turns around and it talks about here. It says creating, creating a pleasurable shopping experience, they tend to be valued and appreciate their customers. Local businesses do more than obviously big boxes. It talks about small business donate more money to local nonprofit organizations.
That's true.
And local businesses, business owners typically have ties to the community a lot more than...
We're connected.
Yeah.
You know, we care. It's like, it's interesting. I drove through this morning for a young couple that have a coffee place, and they were talking about a young girl that they hired, and it's just, they said, it's really interesting to try to find the right fit. And I said to them, you know, and then to try to find somebody who cares like you care, because you're the one that has to pay to keep the lights on. You're the one that has to pay corporate taxes or taxes. And
I just
It's a, you know, but you appreciate. So these are the things that we want to talk about. We want to put out to anybody listening this morning is that, you know, again, you may go online to Amazon or whatever it is. But please take the first step in looking for what you may get locally. Go to the Enjoy store, where if you're sending something to in-laws, which I know we do every year,
you do.
We go into the Enjoy store, and then I like to, I can go to the post office, but I like to send it, have it wrapped. Sometimes you guys will do it, but I'll go to the mailbox, et cetera, up there.
A local place.
A local place, and I even if it costs me $10 more, I want to have them wrap it because I want it to be all from Reading. So, anyway, you guys have such wonderful things. What's happening in the store right now, besides shopping local, you've got some new great ideas or something.
Well, we're transitioning, obviously. Halloween is over now. We'll start focusing on, you know, harvest and Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's our cue. We wait until at least after October before we start to transition. That's the other thing. It's so hard still to go in somewhere to go shopping, and there's Christmas up, and it's not even, you know, it's the beginning of October, and you're like, are you kidding me? But
I know, isn't that
it's weird.
Thing? You know, this year the grandkids are going to be with us at Christmas, and I just can't wait for that because that kind of like gives a new. But they're getting a little bit older. Yeah, they're getting a little bit older.
Well, they're 13 and 10, but trust me, I'm going to wrap. I'm going to have to do a wrap and palooza, and it'll be a lot of fun because it's just, you know, when they say Christmas is just for, it's for kids. No,
it's not
because
it's
we all
not.
Have our we have a little girl inside of us, Rhonda. The boys will always be boys. Girls will always be girls. No matter how old you are, my dad is 85. He's always going to be a little boy at heart. So, you know, we'll find things that, you know, little kitchen gadgets, the things that they just make them thrilled throughout the year, you know, that are fun.
And for me, Christmas is about my love language. It exemplifies it. I love to give. I'm a gift giver. That's my love language. And so for me, Christmas is huge. I'm like, I'm spilling love out everywhere. It's like, you know, even if it's, you know, even if I pay for it later.
Oh, and you love to, you're a detail guy, so you like to pick ribbon out and do, like you talk about wrapping.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the wrapping king.
Oh, gosh.
Love it. You know, so that's an art that's kind of like, you know, we throw things in bags, but the wrapping, and this is what the Enjoy store will do again. They will help you detail shop. So I can't say enough about it. I love you guys.
There's a wrapping group there in Mount Shasta Mall that the money goes to for a good, you know, good causes.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
It's called the Shastacade wrappers. Mm-hmm. And you can go there from like November through December 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. I mean, during and you don't even have to shop there. You can buy someplace else locally and run over there and give it to them.
Well, you know you're going to shop while you're in the mall, so it's a good catcher. But anyway, get your stuff at Enjoy Magazine. And thank you so much, Rhonda Ball, James Masada. The November issue is out. Hit the stores. We have just 2 or 3 minutes left here.
Lots and lots of stories not even touched or mentioned right here. There's a whole other, you know.
Yeah, you know what? You've got 10, things in there about veterans, and you got, you know what? It's Veterans Month.
Newest item.
And I know how you all care about veterans.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much. Newest item in the store that's exciting you.
Oh, gosh. I know.
There was that bench. I thought that bench was
There was a new piece of furniture that came in. We have an incredible bar with three chairs that's all handmade out of burl wood and pine and knotty pine. It's exquisite.
It's amazing.
Redwood slab top. Very unique. We're getting a lot of new products coming in from the Humboldt County. So this year we've got probably 6 or 7 new food products that'll be coming out.
Yeah, that monkey butt or whatever it is.
Fart soap. We will. We don't right now, but
I like
we will.
To give that.
We need to send that to a lot of our friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't know how to take it, really. We've got to run here. Our guest has been Rhonda Ball.
Thank you.
James Masada. Enjoy the magazine. Always love you guys being here. And this Thursday, you're going to be on the show.
Yep.
Taking the show over. And tonight, honey, you've got a big shopping spree where?
Well, it's new to you. It's going to be in right on the corner of California and this is a photography studio there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so new to you.
Nigel's?
Close. Yeah, Nigel's. So from 6
California
to 8.
Plastic.
6 to 9. Yeah, thank you.
Tomorrow, we're going to have EDC.
Donna
talking
Karen
about
Downs.
All the new businesses in town. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says while it's unlikely that ISIS brought down that Russian jetliner over the Sinai, he wouldn't rule it out. James Clapper says at this point, though, there is no direct evidence of any terrorist involvement. Obamacare facing an uphill climb in its third year of enrollment.
Improvements have been made to the government's insurance website, but President Obama's health care law is approaching its limits. The third sign-up season began Sunday, and costs are going up on the private taxpayer-subsidized coverage sold through healthcare.gov and state insurance exchanges. And even with higher fines for not signing up, many uninsured Americans remain skeptical of the law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's window dressing. That's Wall Street Journal Deputy Editor Brett Stevens' take on the president's decision to send a small number of U.S. commandos to Syria.
On the one hand, he breaks the promise that